Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast. WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. My Bacardo Jeweler watch says 11:09 a.m. and change. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but salute today thanks to John. Like Lance Anderson, Carbondale, Wayne O'Neill, Charleston, South Carolina, Irving King, Sweet Valley, Ford Kilgallen, Carbondale, Thomas Mangieri, Roaring Brook Township, and Edward Farrell, Wyoming. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let's continue today's battle. And how do we do that? By gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you. Chuck from Carbondale says, Pam Bondi ripped the Democrats a new one yesterday. Yes, she did. You go back to this issue that was just discussed at the top of the hour by Stephen Miller. Now, I'm a mayor of a city, or I'm the governor of a state. Let's take Illinois, for example, city of Chicago. And someone wants to help me take criminals off the street. How fast do I say yes? This is insane. This is pure insanity. Oh, dear Lord. Hey, James Comey, you heard the ABC News script. Rain today in Virginia. Well, he's guilty, clearly. By the way, clearly he lied to Congress. Clearly he leaked information illegally to the media. Repeatedly. Clearly he conspired with two other clowns that need to be prosecuted, Clappert and Brennan, to undermine the Trump presidency. Now, is there a provable crime in there? Probably, but he also has a chance to win. I don't think it matters. He's committed the crimes. I hope he's convicted, but if he weasels out somehow, because remember, the witnesses are his pals. They're also fellow deep staters, never Trumpers, and compromised, ethically compromised people. But Comey's one of these fools that preaches ethics, ethics, ethics. I'm the most ethical man in the history of the universe, and he's a liar. So I think about Comey and disgusting people like that, swamp creatures. And I have to say, and pivot to something that's great. And you know what was great? A young guy by the name of Eddie Kaufman. We had family members on when they had a fundraiser for him on this program. And they were great. And he was optimistic. And he was a great athlete. And he fought it, but he lost that fight this week. So sad. So sad. Somebody texting in. Chris Kelly states in his piece regarding Rob Bresnahan that it's odd Rob would show up at such an event, as he also points out that the Scranton School District is in Rob's district and very large. It's the largest school district in the district. Seems like a good reason. Yes, doesn't it? I'm telling you, when you try to ascribe, and Mr. Paul, my executive director, reminded me of this. It's not a triumvirate. There's four truly insane people at the heart of what is really wrong with Lackawanna County politics and the Democrat Party as of this moment. And that is, I left them out. How? I don't know. Billy Gaughan, the Lackawanna County Commissioner. And he's used as a sock puppet by Pat McKenna, who used to write the most odious, lie-filled editorials and commentary in the Scranton Times. And tell you how bad is he is, they fired him. As horrible as this paper is, they fired Pat McKenna. And he is now the person telling Billy Gaughan what horrendous policies and commentary he's supposed to come up with. Because by all accounts, until he crossed paths with Pat McKenna, Gaughan was an okay guy. He's turned into an insane person. So he's the fourth. And so you have Wendy Mayapolsky Wilson, who started all this at behest of Mayor Paige Cognetti. And then you got Chris Kelly, of course. Four insane people, literally insane people. They need help. They need our compassion. And we have to recognize that everything they say is a lie. If they tell you there's a car coming, don't cross the street, you probably could cross the street. Very, very silly, unserious people. Chris Kelly and all four, you are welcome on the program at any time. Call in. You're welcome. We would love to expose you further. Mayor Cognetti, you are welcome. You've got two campaigns going on. You would think you'd want to be on the biggest radio station in the region and that you wouldn't be afraid of it. Chris Kelly, you have a dramatically dwindling, an incredulous readership. They just don't believe you anymore. You could use the boost. I have no problem giving it to you. But I'm not going to treat you like you're normal, just so you know. You're not. I'm not going to allow lies that your columns are laced with. In fact, are not just laced, they're based on lies. And Wendy, God help you, you're gone. I don't know what else to say to you. And then Billy Gaughan, of course. The tax raiser, the tax reassessor, the arrogant. The arrogance is really, and what is arrogance? Arrogance is behaving as though you have much more ability and knowledge than you have. All four of their pictures are next to the word arrogant in a home dictionary. By the way, Brother Mike delivering for DePietro's Pharmacy, he said he delivered something to Ronald Reagan of Dunmore. How great is that? And Ronald Reagan asked Mike to say hello. Well, Ronald Reagan, hello to you. Thank you. And thank you for being part of the program. All right. Something going on again with ballots and the election board in Luzerne County. And here's our friend Walter Griffith, our candidate for county controller in Luzerne County, to talk about it. Walter, how are you? And thanks for your patience.
Oh, no problem. No problem, Bob.
Tell me,
I appreciate the opportunity.
What is going on now?
Well, listen, it's amazing. At the top of the hour, the news broke put on your station that they had 15 people in the county that got duplicate ballots in the election, which is nothing surprising. We just had that issue last year if you remember, Alec Rinkevich's name being spelled incorrectly.
Yep.
So we also had that problem, I think, last election. So every election seems to be another jumping or another hurdle that gets in the way. But my biggest problem, as you saw from the Citizen's Voice article today, was the ability for them to not put a plain English question and a plain English statement in the mail-in ballot applications or mail-in ballot that are being sent out to the people. So the people are getting a ballot, and on the ballot it says, shall the Home Rule Charter of Luzerne County be repealed and the form of government recommended in the report of the Government Study Commission dated July 28th be adopted as authorized by the Home Rule Charter form of government? That's all they get in their ballot. They get no plain English to explain what that's actually saying, and they get no plain English statement. So the people who are voting on the ballot don't know whether that's saying they're going to repeal our government to go back to state-county code like we used to be, or is it for something else? Unless they physically go out and do some research on their own, and you know how that's going to work out, they're not going to do the research. So more than likely they're going to vote yes because they think they're repealing the government and going back to another form of government because they don't like home rule or whatever reason why they would vote yes. But it's not because of the charter that they drafted. It's because of their assumption of what the question is asking. That's a real problem. And I brought it to the Bureau of Elections' attention, and I was told it's not in the law that we have to do that, and nobody on the board said we should, and they didn't ask, so we didn't.
We'll do it wrong because
so why would we not step out of our comfort zone and try and give the electorate some information so they would be informed before they vote? Just to be informed. I don't care which way you vote. Just be informed. But no, we won't do that, right? And the best part about this whole debacle is the guy who's running against me for controller sat on the Government Study Commission as the chair. When it came time to vote, he abstained on whether he likes the charter or he doesn't like the charter. He just abstained. He didn't take a position either way. It's like, okay, so you sat on a commission for 18 months, spent $250,000 of taxpayers' money to do this charter study, and it came down to the wire where you had to vote yes or no whether this is a good charter, and you abstained. So why did we even put you on the study commission? Your whole point is to vote on whether this government's good or we need to change it. That was the whole reason we put you there. And now he wants to be the independent watchdog for the county as a controller, but he can't make a decision on something that he sat on and studied for 18 months? This is insanity. Well, how are we going to fix these government if the people who are in power don't care? I don't get it.
I'm gobsmacked. I really am that they've screwed up again. And I go back. In the end, it's Crocomo's fault. She's in charge of all of this. I don't get it.
Yeah. And I'm the only guy in the entire county of 200,000 people that actually raised an eyebrow to say, hey, something's wrong here. Why did they not put the plain English question in the envelope? And I understand the state law won't allow you to just throw stuff in the envelope for the ballots, But they could have got a variance from the state if they needed to do that. Somebody should have thought about that before the ballots went out. We have like 30,000 people that requested mail-in ballots, and nobody's getting a plain English question in their ballot. How is that fair to the person who goes to the poll and sees the question up there and the plain English statement that they could read to interpret what that question is, but the mail-in ballots people didn't get that opportunity? That's quite, not fair to them.
Quite amazing.
It's quite amazing.
Well, Walter, you're used to fighting and battling the forces of idiocy. I ask you to keep doing it for us. We need you there.
And like I said, and the person who's running against me is the guy who could have stepped out and said something and said nothing. It's like, really? And you want to be the independent watchdog for the people as the controller? Really? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, Walter, I just make sure you keep in touch with us. We need you as our controller. We really do.
I will do that. Thanks for the opportunity to help the voter understand that question.
All right, my friend. Walter Griffith, Luzerne County Controller. We've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We'll return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Monkees. Murph tells us this date, 1966, they moved from number 18 to number 6 with their hit, Last Train to Clarksville. And, of course, the vote on the impeachment inquiry into Bill Clinton. He lied under oath and all that. I don't know that it's nuanced, but I don't know how I would have voted if I was in the House at the time. But he did deserve to get impeached. He did not deserve to get removed. So, as Bill Clinton said it himself, the American people get it right most of the time. And they did there. It was egregious. It was stupid. But it was a klutzy situation brought on by a sort of a career liar and vagabond. I mean, you know, almost everybody who voted for him knew what they were getting. And they got it. And again, he was one of the luckiest men in history to serve during the 90s. Because demographics rule. And the economy was roaring. And that's because the most productive people were in the best positions of their lives, the baby boomers. And he didn't get in the way too much. Somebody says, Bob, enjoyed listening to your interview with Chris Finazzo. I'll try to get his book. Great show as usual. Thank you. LTS back at you. Somebody said, then is Walter saying that if we want to revert back to the old way of government, we should vote no to that question? We're going to continue exploring this. We're going to continue to explore it. Somebody says, Bill Clinton didn't lie. He exaggerated. No, he lied. Trump exaggerates constantly. But Bill Clinton lied. And whether he cheated on his wife, unfortunately, it entered the public domain and had an affair with an intern. It came into the public domain, and once it did, that he had literally lied under oath. With all his other things going on, they had to do something. And they impeached him. But the impeachment is not a removal. And the Senate overwhelmingly said, no, we won't remove him. And he stayed in office. No big deal. You know, that's when you look back on it. At the time, it seemed like a big deal. But we came out with the right result, which is a good thing. Chris Finazzo, Finazzo. The book is Reflections of a Town Driver, The Road to Redemption. Fascinating, but really well done because it weaves his story, which is somewhat typical in a way of white collar, a lot of white collar people. He weaves it in with so many other people because he was driving them to their airport or their bus station or their train station and had a lot of experience with them. That was great stuff. Really is. Somebody said, Bob, I see the three progressive left-wing lunatic judges for the Pennsylvania Supreme Court are running ads on the liberal Channel 16 to vote yes on their retention. Chuck from Carbondale says, please remind people to vote no. These are the three judges, guys. They've been horrible. They violated the Constitution. They helped along, aided and abetted with these ridiculous lockdown policies in Pennsylvania. And that is Wecht, Donahue, and Doherty. Left-wing loons. So when you get to the Supreme Court on retention, you vote no against Wecht, Donahue, and Doherty. And they're using other people's names. Doherty's brother is, and I don't hold it against him, frankly, but he's the convicted federal felon, head of the Electrical Workers Union. He got his brother a job. And they spent, the electrical workers spent over $1 million, $1,250,000 for his brother to get elected to the Supreme Court last time. And Wecht is the son of Cyril Wecht, another guy that was big in Pittsburgh politics. Cyril Wecht. So they're all hacks. All three are hacks, and they all voted directly against the Constitution of the state of Pennsylvania. Music Man tells me, hey, Bob, the Monkees were posers. All music for their recordings was played by the Wrecking Crew. As Johnny Carson was saying, I did not know that. And some other music people will give us some commentary. Hey, we got to take a break. We've got to go hear from our great sponsors. We're going to come back with our third and final Veterans Tribute of the day. The weather. We got a little ditty to play for you. And then you at 570-883-0098 to call or to text.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all, and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. Let's talk about his Basiliga hospitality. Every single one of his properties is award-winning. Bar restaurants, Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, 307. Far Street Tavern on Far Street, the Great Trips Park section of West Scranton. The Queen City Tavern, Main Drag, Oliphant. Fine dining, none better, none more beautiful. For a modern take, Aterra 519, downtown Scranton. The Stegmeyer Mansion, downtown Wilkes-Barre, amazing. Want to catch a movie this weekend? Scranton Art House. favorite adult food or adult beverages and food at your seat at Scranton Art House, Lackawanna Avenue, Scranton. Edward Farrell. He was from Wyoming. He died September 30th. He was surrounded by the love of his family. He grew up in Wilkes-Barre, graduated from James M. Coughlin High School. In 1953, Ed proudly enlisted in the U.S. Navy, serving us aboard the USS Pittsburgh during the Korean War. His service would take him through the Mediterranean. During this time, he met the love of his life, Deanna Inamorati, at Sandy Beach, Harvey's Lake. They married in 1956 and would have celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary next May. Their marriage was a true partnership. Laughter, devotion, countless cherished memories. After completing his naval service, Ed returned home and worked at Falmer Trucking, North Penn Transfer, for more than 20 years. He had to retire due to an accident. But his greatest joy came not from work, but from his family. He survived by his beloved wife, Deanna, their children, proud grandfather of 15 grandchildren, and the adoring great-grandfather to those beautiful souls. Edward Farrell, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. 61 degrees outside the studio as I speak, and the Storm Tracker 16 forecast is from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds and rain, then clearing, breezy, and cooler this afternoon, 65. Tonight, clear and cold, 39. Thursday, sunny and cool, 58. Friday, sunny and cool, 63. I started this morning. I have to take Chauncey out early, so I don't know. First time I took him out, was it 5 or whatever? Anyway, I started closing the windows because we love having the windows open. I don't like air conditioning. And so now I start closing the windows in anticipation of this chill, in anticipation of the fall. Hey, our guy Rob Bresnahan, speaking of, the guy who will go and talk to people that he represents. Wow, what an amazing thing. Just because Mayor Many Names and her left-wing lunatic minions will not confront issues. They won't come on this show, any of them, not Chris Kelly, not Billy Gahan, not Wendy Wilson, not Mayor Cognetti. None of them will come on this show. Quite amazing. But he's unveiled No Taxation Without Operation Act to end Washington's double standard. Because people forget that the IRS continues to come after you. Even during the government shutdown. Good. That's a smart, very good move by Rob Bresnahan. I'm telling you, I'm so proud to have him as our congressman. I really am. And that's separate from the fact that he does common sense policies. And then you have these people, I mean, they're just lying about Medicaid cuts. Now, here's what's happening, just so you know. There is a program that was put in place subsidizing health insurance premiums. That's one of the things the Democrats have shut the government down. The Republicans said, yeah, it's got to be looked at. It's going to be a dramatic change if we stop feeding people money. Now, here's the reason they've got to subsidize your health insurance premiums. Because Obamacare has failed tragically and completely. All this is a subsidy to the insurance companies. $400+ billion. By the way, this is separate. You heard at the top of the program, Speaker of the House Johnson, he gave the exact language and the exact citation for the fact that the Democrats want to provide health insurance, Medicaid, for illegal aliens. He provided. How much more specific can you be? But the Democrats are liars. Now, what this subsidy, about $400 billion, it's to cover up the fact that Obamacare has failed. Utterly and completely. Your deductibles have been risen dramatically. Your premiums have risen dramatically because of Obamacare. Somebody says, I'm in and out of the car all day, so I don't know if you talked about it yet, but could you please bitch about that Pennsylvania state budget situation? Thank you. Yeah, we've got a governor. We've got a clip playing on that at 11:35. We've got a governor, a left-wing lunatic, but he's got this phony, moderate, gossamer covering. And he wants to spend more money than the state even envisions bringing in. And the Republicans in the state Senate, thank God, are saying, you can't do that. It's illegal. Rainy day funds are for that, a rainy day, not for you to spend all kinds of cash that we don't have. Man, I gotta tell you. Have we become a state and a country where lying to the public and then spending their money irresponsibly, whether it's to buck up Obamacare, which has been a failure, abject failure, or to spend money we don't have that won't be coming in here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? What do we do here? Seriously. And people are going to vote for this? You're going to take us all down. You're going to take us all down. All right, let's go quickly. Frank from North Scranton. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Bob. How are you doing?
Great.
Listen, I got a thing there that it tells me why all these Democrat voters are brainwashed. And my grandson lives with us, and he sort of he gets all off the radio, off TikTok. He showed me yesterday a video of Martin Luther King standing up in front of a bunch of people and saying, Scranton, Pennsylvania, stop the nonsense. Fix. Honest to God, it's AI.
You skipped out a little bit there. What else did he say? Well, stop the nonsense.
He said, Scranton, Pennsylvania, stop the nonsense. And already he says, get your roads fixed.
So truth in artificial intelligence. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, what a disaster. This mayor's been a disaster on so many levels. Dear God. But we've got a pickleball court.
Yes. With all the nonsense from AOC and Omar and several other Dumbocrats, they call them.
Well, now we want to have. Now our mayor wants to be part of the squad after she screwed up the city. wants to go down there. Wow.
But with all the nonsense that they spew, plus this AI, these people are believing this crap.
Yeah.
They had a video of Jesus on a skateboard competing in the World Games.
Well, Frank, my AI is when I drive Big Lou on the streets of Scranton, and I realize our mayor is really awful and incompetent. That's my AI.
But I mean, do you imagine all the people that believe this stuff? And TikTok is the most used app on your phone. And people believe the stuff that they see on there.
Well, we're going to find out more and more how credulous people are, Frank. Thank you, my friend. We got to go to break. We got to hear from our great sponsors. We got the Bloomberg Money Minute in the middle there. My Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 11:47:47. We'll be back. Lynn Anderson. Murph tells us this date, 1970, she released her hit, Rose Garden. So she never promised a good marriage. I don't know. That's the way I always took it. Hey, two stories. You can't even get to the stories. Things are so insane. So we've got this Virginia. I talked about it yesterday. We got this Virginia attorney general candidate. And a couple of years ago, in reference to a then Speaker of the House, Republican Speaker of the House of the Virginia House of Delegates, he said, and by the way, I don't put much in this because it's a well-known joke. I've got Pol Pot, Stalin, or whoever he used, and the Speaker of the House. I've got two bullets in my gun. What do I do? Well, I fired two bullets at the Speaker of the House. I mean, not tasteful, but a joke. The problem I have with this clown, and I mean, he should be nowhere near public office, particularly the Attorney General's office in Virginia. The problem I have with it is that he then goes on to talk about the Speaker of the House's kids, how they should die, and that basically unless they die, or if they were to be killed, maybe the Speaker and his wife would think about their policies, and they're going to be fascists anyway. That is breathtakingly disgusting. This guy, and I'm telling you what, I hope it turns a Virginia election because this is who the Democrats are today. They're left-wing lunatics, and their lunacy comes out when they can't, you know, they're showing who they really are. They're cowards and lunatics. We have it here. I named the four horsemen of the lunacy. The four horsemen of the lunacy. Chris Kelly, Wendy Mayapolsky-Wilson, Mayor Cognetti, and Billy Gahan. The four lunatics of the apocalypse. Dear Lord. Oh, and the other one is, while we have people upset and the ABC News script talking about Comey getting indicted and the possible weaponization of the justice system, this is the day after it was disclosed that the Biden DOJ was following phone calls of 13 Republican senators. You just say, you got to be kidding me. It wasn't even just Trump. Wow. Crazy stuff. Just remember a couple of things. They have to lie and be hypocrites. Number two, everything they're saying you're doing is what they're doing. That's all you need to know about today's left-wing lunatic Democrat Party. Sad. Oh, by the way, I got sent this, and this can't go without mention. You remember the story about the place that got shut down, the daycare center that got shut down? Well, someone sent me a picture. Marty Flynn and chamber officials showing up at Learn and Grow Early Childhood Center, the one that got shut down for, I guess, abusing children. Wow. That's as bad as Cognetti's picture with the drug dealers. Well, it's actually not as bad because I don't know if they gave them money. Anyway, yeah, they're not playing with a full deck on that side. All right, we got to go. I got to go. I can't help it. The Sue Henry Show next. The Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, we must gavel to a close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And God willing, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Adjourned.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.